Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off podcast. If you are a pre-PA, then you are in the right spot. We are so excited to be a part of your journey and to help you get accepted to PA school. Before we get into today's episode, we just want to let you in on something huge. We are doing a free 3-day workshop to create your strongest, best PA school application. You can absolutely get accepted to PA school with a low GPA or other weakness if you apply the right way to the right schools for you and your stats, and with your strongest application, all of which we will be covering at our free 3-day workshop to put together your most competitive app. It's happening April 6th through 8th, again, totally free, and it's gonna be so much fun. Not only are we covering a different part of your CASPA app each day, but there's going to be giveaways and hot seats. Basically, it's going to be epic. So mark your calendars for April 6th through 8th at 7 p.m. Eastern. This will make such a huge difference between you getting acceptances and waitlisted or rejections. So don't miss this huge opportunity. The link to sign up is in the episode notes, and we can't wait to see you there. Literally counting down the days until we get to hang out. Go sign up now for your best, strongest PA school application. Now on to today's episode. Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Where the White Coats Come Off. We are so excited you're here. And today we're going to be talking about extracurriculars as it relates to your CASPA application. So you are probably putting together your CASPA paragraphs and all the details, getting your supervisors and addresses and contact information and all of that sort of thing. And we want to talk today about extracurriculars, which is where we can see some mistakes. You want to make sure that you are including the right kind of extracurriculars when it comes to your CASPA application. So first, let's talk about why extracurriculars even matter. So in the grand scheme of things, your grades and your patient care experience, your healthcare experience, they're like the main course. But extracurriculars can be the icing on the cake. They show who you are beyond the books and the bedside manners. They highlight your passions and your talents and your commitment to learning. In short, they're your chance to help your application stand out and shine a little bit brighter, add some flavor, and catch the attention of the PA schools that you apply to. So the typical extracurriculars that you'll include are things like organized events or organizations. And this includes something like being a member of a pre-PA club, or if you attended events with your university's biology society or pre-health society, or if you were a member of a college organization like the triathlete club, basically organized clubs that your university recognizes actual organizations at your university. Another thing that counts that candidates sometimes glaze over and forget to put on their application, but that really does help them stand out, is if you were in sports or athletics. Playing sports, of course, as you know, isn't just about physical fitness and prowess. It showcases your discipline, your ability to work under pressure. If you played on a team, it shows your teamwork and your collaboration. If you were a collegiate athlete or a member of an intramural team, that absolutely counts and should go on your CASPA application because it's such a great demonstration of the soft skills you have to be a part of a team, not to mention the time management and organization skills that you have being a college athlete and succeeding in academics as well. Another category of extracurriculars that you may not have thought of are creative outlets, which show that you're well-rounded and that you possess innovative thinking. You're able to think outside the box. You're able to problem solve, critical think, etc. Now, these must be organized or part of an event, not just hobbies. So this is really important, and we often see this mistake on CASPA applications. Hobbies do not count for extracurriculars. So if you are a weekend runner, or you love to paint or knit or enjoy swimming on your downtime, that does not count as extracurriculars. So extracurriculars for your CASPA application need to be something organized. They need to have a supervisor, somebody that PA schools can contact to verify that you are a member of this organization. So back to creative pursuits, if you are an artist, for example, and your art was displayed for an advertised exhibit, or if you were a member of a choir, of an organized choir, then that's awesome. And those can absolutely count for your CASPA application. Next, don't forget if you were involved in any sort of sorority or fraternity. So if you were a part of
sorority or a fraternity, this goes under extracurricular for your PA school application. Just make sure that you focus the details paragraphs on what your role was as a member and how you participated in all the different events that you guys participate in when it comes to this, such as volunteering or raising awareness for your philanthropy, the events that you participate and facilitate, and so on. Some of the not so obvious extracurriculars that you can include as well are if you participated or presented at professional conferences or events. So this shows your desire for growth and lifelong learning, which if you know anything about being a PA, this is a cornerstone of our career. There's a huge emphasis on lifelong learning. So attending professional conferences, especially medical related ones. So if you attend AAPA or your state's PA Association annual conference, this is a great thing to put on your application under extracurricular because it really shows your passion for the profession and for networking as well. How you present your extracurriculars on your CASPA application is really important. So we talked about some examples of what you can include and what counts as extracurricular, but you need to be very selective over what you choose. So it's not about quantity. If you have way too many entries and there's like 30 pages of things, PA faculty are going to start skipping those pages, right? And you don't want that. They don't have that time to read tons and tons of entries. So just make sure that whatever you put in your CASPA application is super high quality and is showing PA schools exactly what you want them to know about you and all of the skills, all of the successes that you've had, and what makes you a great candidate for their program. Also, don't forget to be specific. This is so important. What was your particular role in each and every one of your entries? If you, for example, participated in events, how did you participate in events? Did you set up? Did you break down? Did you promote? Did you raise awareness? Did you market? Did you work the social media? If you raised money for philanthropy, how much did you raise? How did you do that? Did you work with community partners? Did you organize socials? Make sure you give solid figures and specifics, which makes your entries so powerful. And finally, when you're writing your paragraphs, after you've listed your strongest roles and responsibilities in each of these entries, if you have real estate left and you have characters left to burn, don't forget to reflect on what you've learned and the soft skills you've enhanced. So for example, if you were a collegiate athlete, you probably perfected time management, prioritization, how to work as part of a team, conflict resolution, prioritization, so on and so on. So each different extracurricular that you participated in, you can wrap up to the soft skills that you developed, that you strengthened, that you learned, that you enhanced, which really helps your CASPA application stand out. Remember, your CASPA application is your resume to becoming a PA student. It is your platform to tell PA schools why you're such a great candidate for PA school and why you're going to make a great PA. Through your extracurriculars, this is just another great way to add some flavor and some spice to your application. It's the icing on the cake. It helps paint a picture of who you are beyond academics and patient care and helps make you a real person more than just a piece of paper. So dig deep when it comes to your experiences. Really reflect back on the things that you've done, the organizations that you belong to, and how you participated in those, and write some exceptional extracurriculars. Keep up the amazing work, and we will catch you at the next episode. Don't forget to jump over to the show notes and sign up for our free 3-day PA school application workshop that is happening this weekend, April 6th through 8th. Totally free. Each day is a new topic, and we are going to show you how to put together your strongest, best, most competitive PA school application so that you can land interviews and get accepted. We'll drop that link in the episode notes. We cannot wait to see you there. This information is the difference between getting accepted and getting waitlisted or rejection. So don't miss this. Do this for you. Do this for your future. Show up. It's totally free and is always so much fun. There's hot seats and giveaways and so on. So we can't wait to see you there. Again, that's this weekend, April 6th through 8th, creating your best PA school application. Jump over to the show notes and sign up for that. And we will see you this weekend on Zoom. We are counting down. We cannot wait to see you. Have a great day. Bye.